It's Eaton Time with Belton Johnson
for the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Okay, get some time with Belton here. You know, I was just thinking, most people probably have a conversation at some point in the day with their significant other, or maybe just in their own brain they have this conversation. What am I going to do for dinner tonight? How many times do you ask yourself that? How many times do you ask your significant other, what are we going to do for dinner? Well, you think you have a decision to make every day. What about Belton Johnson? How many years have you been doing this with us, Belton, the Eaton Time?
Oh, man, Brett. I believe it's been about 4 years. I was trying to figure that out the other day here, but I think it's, 4 years
now. Yeah, and so you come up with a great recipe for us every week, so we should just tap into your database of all these great recipes that you come up with.
Absolutely. You're more than welcome to come on in the kitchen, man.
Hey, I notice a bit of a trend. I notice a bit of a trend with some of your recipes just in the rare times that I get to talk to you when I'm filling in on the Evan Bray show here. And quite often I see your recipes involve jalapeno peppers, and that's what we're going to be dealing with here again today. So I take it you're a jalapeno lover.
Oh, I love my spice, Brett. It's, it can't be spicy enough, especially when it comes to jalapenos. We can leave all seeds in for all I care.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Nothing bugs you more than you go to a restaurant and you order jalapenos and they don't have a bite. Man, that bugs me.
Oh, it really does.
So what are we cooking up today?
So, Brent, what we got today is smoked brisket jalapeno poppers, right? And again, you know, the normal jalapeno poppers usually with cream cheese, stuffed in a jalapeno, right? Yep. But we got to put a twist on this with the brisket, if you have some leftover brisket here. So the first thing we want to do is get some cream cheese, sour cream, shredded cheddar cheese, and again, some chopped up brisket if you have some left over anywhere, and a green onion. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna mix all those ingredients together. Now, once we get them all mixed together, we can put that bowl to the side. The next thing we want to do is slice the jalapenos in half and de-seed. If you want it a bit more spicy, my suggestion is to leave a few seeds in.
Oh, yeah.
I like to leave them all there, to be honest.
I'm with you.
And so once you got it sliced in half, de-seeded, if you like, next thing you want to do is, put that cream cheese mixture into the jalapeno. And I'm going to tell you a way I found the best way to do it is, put that cream cheese mixture in a Ziploc bag and, cut the corner of the Ziploc bag. That way it's easy to pipe in that cream cheese mixture into the jalapeno.
Lovely.
Are you still there with me,
brother? Oh, I'm still with you, brother. Yeah.
All right. So now we're going to pipe in that cream cheese mixture into the jalapeno. And then once we got that in, we're going to wrap bacon around that as well. And I like to secure that bacon with a toothpick onto the jalapeno.
Mm-hmm.
Once that's done, I like to sprinkle a bit of Old Bay seasoning onto each of those poppers. Or I'll put a, whatever barbecue rub seasoning I like on there as well. Right?
Sure.
So, all right. So we got all that set. The next thing we're going to do is get the smoker cranked up to about 200, 225 degrees. And we're going to put those poppers on and let them smoke for about 90 minutes. After that 90 minutes up, or before the 90 minutes are up, I kind of peek in there a bit and I like to baste it with a bit of barbecue sauce. Now, once we got the barbecue sauce on there, they're basted, they're smoked at the 90 minutes there. Guess what, Brent?
Oh, I know.
Oh, it's eating time, man.
Hey, have you got a favorite barbecue sauce that you like to use on those?
My favorite barbecue sauce is the Blue Ribbon.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, Prairie Smoke and Spice, that brand. I love it. It's sweet. It's got a little kick to it, right? And I also like Sweet Baby Ray's. I like my sweet and spice there, Brent.
You know, it's good. That just sounds like a great plate to have a bunch of these sitting on with a cold beer in your hand watching the Rider game coming up tomorrow afternoon. By the way, I was also told that at the very successful tailgating event prior to the Rider home opener, there was a Belton drink that was quite popular. What was that all about?
Oh yeah, that was a drink, and I want to drink some of it, to be honest with you. We had the young lady there on Monday, and it had everything in there except the kitchen sink, I think.
And you enjoyed the tailgating?
I didn't get to do the tailgating just with the pregame and everything, right?
Gotcha. Oh, yeah.
But I definitely would like to pop by because, again, you know, me coming from Ole Miss and, tailgating was huge. Yeah. It is huge in the South there, right? So yeah. I just wanted to see it continue to thrive here.
Good stuff. Man, that's a wonderful recipe. Smoked brisket jalapeno poppers. Okay, before you go, we've got our green and white prognostications coming up in an hour's time for the Riders game in Calgary tomorrow afternoon. What's Belton's pick on how this game's going to go?
I'm going to Riders because I ate crow last week and I heard it from all the Rider names. So I'm going with the Riders to win 34-30.
Yeah, I think it's going to be close. I think you're on the right track there. Field goal. Let's hope there's one or two interceptions along the way for the green and white here as well, because Calgary's just bad news.
Oh, yeah, they're bad news, but I'm going to tell you, the Riders, they got that great offense. If they could keep humming the way they are on offense, they're going to run ripsaw through a lot of these teams this year, man.
I like the sound of it. Belton Johnson, always a pleasure. Thanks. Have a good weekend and happy Father's Day, Belton.
Hey, happy Father's Day.
Take care. It's Eatin' Time with Belton Johnson. Of course, Belton's on this time every Friday morning, powered by the Saskatchewan Cattle Association. Man, he was saying like 4 years of great recipes he's come up with. Always fun to chat with Belton. And I love this idea of the smoked brisket jalapeno poppers because I love jalapenos. And I think a little bit of it, I've always liked heat, but I just find as I get older, I need to feel it more. You know, when it comes to tasting something, I just... maybe my sense of taste isn't what it used to be either. But yeah, bring the heat on. So I think I'm going to give this a try, the smoked brisket jalapeno poppers. Brent Laux with you filling in today. I'm here tomorrow. No, I'm not. I'm here Monday. Get it right. This is Friday. I'm here Monday as well. Then Evan's back. It is the Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.